The Cambridge History of the Cold War by Melvin Leffler. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Cambridge History of the Cold War is a comprehensive three-volume work edited by Melvin Leffler. It provides a comprehensive overview of the Cold War, from its origins in the aftermath of World War II to its conclusion in the early 1990s. The work is divided into three volumes, each of which covers a different period of the Cold War. Volume I covers the period from 1945 to 1968, Volume 2 covers the period from 1968 to 1989, and Volume 3 covers the period from 1989 to 1991. The first volume of the Cambridge History of the Cold War examines the origins of the Cold War and the development of the two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union. It looks at the ideological differences between the two countries, the arms race, and the various crises that occurred during the period. It also examines the role of other countries in the Cold War, including China, Europe, and the Third World. The second volume of the Cambridge History of the Cold War examines the period from 1968 to 1989. It looks at the various changes that occurred during this period, including the rise of détente, the end of the Vietnam War, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the collapse of the Soviet Union. It also examines the role of other countries in the Cold War, including China, Europe, and the Third World. The third volume of the Cambridge History of the Cold War examines the period from 1989 to 1991. It looks at the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union. It also examines the role of other countries in the Cold War, including China, Europe, and the Third World. It also looks at the legacy of the Cold War and the implications for the future. The Cambridge History of the Cold War is an essential resource for anyone interested in the history of the Cold War. It provides a comprehensive overview of the period, from its origins to its conclusion. It is an invaluable resource for scholars, students, and anyone interested in the history of the Cold War. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Cold War was a global conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted from 1945 to 1991. It was characterized by ideological, political, economic, and military competition between the two superpowers and their respective allies. The Cold War had a profound impact on international relations and the global balance of power. The Cold War was a global conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted from 1945 to 1991. It was characterized by ideological, political, economic, and military competition between the two superpowers and their respective allies. The Cold War had a profound impact on international relations and the global balance of power. It was a period of intense rivalry between the two superpowers, with each side attempting to gain an advantage over the other. The Cold War was fought on multiple fronts, including the diplomatic, economic, and military arenas. The United States and the Soviet Union competed for influence in the Third World and engaged in proxy wars in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The Cold War also saw the development of nuclear weapons and the proliferation of nuclear technology. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the global economy, with the two superpowers engaging in economic competition and trade wars. The Cold War also had a major impact on the environment, with both sides engaging in environmental degradation and pollution. Finally, the Cold War had a major impact on culture, with both sides engaging in propaganda campaigns to influence public opinion. The Cold War was a period of intense competition between the two superpowers and their respective allies. The United States and the Soviet Union competed for influence in the Third World and engaged in proxy wars in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The Cold War also saw the development of nuclear weapons and the proliferation of nuclear technology. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the global economy, with the two superpowers engaging in economic competition and trade wars. The Cold War also had a major impact on the environment, with both sides engaging in environmental degradation and pollution. Finally, the Cold War had a major impact on culture, with both sides engaging in propaganda campaigns to influence public opinion. The Cold War had a profound impact on international relations and the global balance of power, and its legacy continues to shape the world today. Main idea number two. The Cold War was a struggle between two different economic and political systems, capitalism and communism. The United States and its allies sought to contain the spread of communism, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to spread it. This ideological struggle was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a struggle between two different economic and political systems, capitalism and communism. The United States and its allies sought to contain the spread of communism, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to spread it. This ideological struggle was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and its allies sought to promote democracy and free markets, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to promote socialism and state control of the economy. This ideological divide was a major source of tension between the two sides, and it was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and its allies sought to contain the spread of communism, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to spread it. This ideological struggle was a major factor in the Cold War, as it led to a series of proxy wars, arms races, and diplomatic standoffs. The Cold War was also a struggle between two different economic systems. The United States and its allies sought to promote free markets and capitalism, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to promote socialism and state control of the economy. This economic divide was a major source of tension between the two sides, and it was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was also a struggle between two different political systems. The United States and its allies sought to promote democracy and human rights, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to promote authoritarianism and state control of the population. This political divide was a major source of tension between the two sides, and it was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was also a struggle between two different military systems. The United States and its allies sought to promote nuclear deterrence and conventional warfare, while the Soviet Union and its allies sought to promote nuclear weapons and unconventional warfare. This military divide was a major source of tension between the two sides, and it was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a complex struggle between two different economic, political, and military systems. The ideological, economic, political, and military divides between the two sides were major sources of tension, and they were major factors in the Cold War. The Cold War was a struggle between two different economic and political systems, and it was a struggle between two different military systems. The ideological, economic, political, and military divides between the two sides were major sources of tension, and they were major factors in the Cold War. Main idea number three. The Cold War was fought on many fronts, including the diplomatic, economic, and military arenas. The United States and the Soviet Union engaged in a series of proxy wars, in which they supported opposing sides in conflicts around the world. The Cold War was fought on many fronts, including the diplomatic, economic, and military arenas. The United States and the Soviet Union engaged in a series of proxy wars, in which they supported opposing sides in conflicts around the world. These proxy wars were fought in the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, and Asia, and were often characterized by the use of unconventional tactics, such as the use of guerrilla forces, economic sanctions, and propaganda campaigns. The Cold War also saw the development of nuclear weapons, which both sides used as a deterrent against direct military confrontation. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the international system, as the two superpowers sought to extend their influence and control over the world. This led to the emergence of a bipolar world order, in which the two superpowers competed for influence and control over the rest of the world. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the domestic politics of both the United States and the Soviet Union. In the United States, the Cold War led to the emergence of a powerful military-industrial complex, which had a significant influence on the country's foreign policy. In the Soviet Union, the Cold War led to the emergence of a powerful security apparatus, which sought to control and suppress dissent. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the international economy, as the two superpowers sought to control the flow of resources and capital around the world. This led to the emergence of a global economy, in which the two superpowers competed for influence and control over the world's resources. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the culture of both the United States and the Soviet Union. In the United States, the Cold War led to the emergence of a powerful anti-communist movement, which sought to contain the spread of communism. In the Soviet Union, the Cold War led to the emergence of a powerful pro-Soviet movement, which sought to promote the spread of communism. The Cold War also had a significant impact on the international system, as the two superpowers sought to extend their influence and control over the world. This led to the emergence of a bipolar world order, in which the two superpowers competed for influence and control over the rest of the world. Main idea number 4. The Cold War was a period of intense nuclear proliferation. Both the United States and the Soviet Union developed large nuclear arsenals, and the threat of nuclear war was a constant presence during the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense nuclear proliferation. Both the United States and the Soviet Union developed large nuclear arsenals, and the threat of nuclear war was a constant presence during the Cold War. This period of nuclear proliferation was driven by the two superpowers' desire to gain a strategic advantage over one another. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to build up their nuclear arsenals in order to deter the other from attacking. This led to a dangerous arms race, as each side sought to outdo the other in terms of the size and sophistication of their nuclear arsenals. The Cold War also saw the development of new technologies and strategies for nuclear warfare. The United States and the Soviet Union both developed nuclear delivery systems, such as intercontinental ballistic missiles, that could deliver nuclear weapons to their targets with great accuracy. They also developed strategies for nuclear deterrence, such as mutually assured destruction, which sought to prevent nuclear war by making it too costly for either side to launch a nuclear attack. The Cold War was a period of intense nuclear proliferation, and it had a profound impact on international relations. The threat of nuclear war was a constant presence during the Cold War, and it shaped the way that the two superpowers interacted with one another. The Cold War also saw the development of new technologies and strategies for nuclear warfare, which had a lasting impact on international security. Main idea number 5. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union had different visions of the world, and each sought to promote its own vision. The United States championed democracy, capitalism, and individual freedom, while the Soviet Union promoted communism, collectivism, and state control. This ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War, as each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was not limited to the political realm. It also extended to the economic, social, and cultural spheres. The United States sought to promote its economic system of capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its economic system of communism. The United States also sought to promote its social values of individual freedom and democracy, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its social values of collectivism and state control. Finally, the United States sought to promote its culture of individualism and consumerism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its culture of collectivism and state control. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. Each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries, and this competition was a major source of tension between the two superpowers. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a significant impact on the world during this period. Main idea number 6. The Cold War was a period of intense economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to outproduce each other in terms of economic output, and this economic competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to outproduce each other in terms of economic output, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to increase their economic output in order to gain an advantage over the other. The United States sought to increase its economic output through the use of technology and capital investment, while the Soviet Union sought to increase its economic output through the use of central planning and state-owned enterprises. This competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the Cold War, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other. The economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States sought to increase its economic output through the use of technology and capital investment, while the Soviet Union sought to increase its economic output through the use of central planning and state-owned enterprises. This competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the Cold War, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other. The competition between the two superpowers was also a major factor in the arms race, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other in terms of military technology and weaponry. The economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. The competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the arms race, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other in terms of military technology and weaponry. The competition between the two superpowers also had a major impact on the global economy, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other in terms of economic output. This competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a major impact on the global economy. Main idea number 7. The Cold War was a period of intense military competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to outproduce each other in terms of military capabilities, and this military competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense military competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to outproduce each other in terms of military capabilities, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to build up their military forces, and this led to a massive arms race. The two countries competed to build the most advanced weapons, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union also competed to build the most powerful nuclear weapons, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The two countries also competed to build the most advanced missiles and other weapons of mass destruction, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was also a period of intense political competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to gain influence in the world, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to spread their political ideologies, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The two countries also competed to gain allies in the world, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union also competed to gain control of strategic resources, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense competition between the United States and the Soviet Union, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The two countries competed in many different areas, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense competition between the two superpowers, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. Main idea number 8. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to outmaneuver each other in terms of diplomatic relations, and this diplomatic competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to gain the upper hand in terms of diplomatic relations, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The two superpowers sought to gain influence in the international arena, and this competition was often characterized by proxy wars, economic sanctions, and other forms of diplomatic pressure. The United States and the Soviet Union also sought to gain allies in the international arena, and this competition often led to the formation of alliances and blocs of countries. This competition was also a major factor in the arms race, as both countries sought to gain a military advantage over the other. The Cold War was also characterized by ideological competition. The United States and the Soviet Union had different visions of the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States sought to promote democracy and capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote communism and socialism. This ideological competition was often expressed through propaganda campaigns, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was also characterized by a competition for resources. Both the United States and the Soviet Union sought to gain access to resources such as oil, minerals, and other natural resources. This competition was often expressed through economic sanctions, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. This competition was a major factor in the Cold War, and it was expressed through proxy wars, economic sanctions, ideological competition, and a competition for resources. This competition was a major factor in the arms race, and it was a major factor in the formation of alliances and blocs of countries. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. Main idea number 9. The Cold War was a period of intense espionage between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to gain intelligence on each other, and this espionage was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense espionage between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to gain intelligence on each other, and this espionage was a major factor in the Cold War. The two superpowers used a variety of methods to gain intelligence, including espionage, sabotage, and propaganda. The United States and the Soviet Union both had extensive intelligence networks, and they used these networks to gain information on each other. The United States and the Soviet Union also used espionage to gain information on each other's military capabilities and intentions. This espionage was a major factor in the Cold War, as it allowed both sides to gain an advantage over the other. The Cold War was also characterized by a great deal of technological espionage. Both sides sought to gain access to the other's technology, and this was a major factor in the arms race between the two superpowers. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to gain access to each other's nuclear weapons technology, and this was a major factor in the Cold War. The two superpowers also sought to gain access to each other's military technology, and this was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was also characterized by a great deal of political espionage. Both sides sought to gain information on each other's political systems and intentions. This was a major factor in the Cold War, as it allowed both sides to gain an advantage over the other. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to gain information on each other's political systems and intentions, and this was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense espionage between the United States and the Soviet Union. This espionage was a major factor in the Cold War, as it allowed both sides to gain an advantage over the other. The two superpowers used a variety of methods to gain intelligence, including espionage, sabotage, and propaganda. The Cold War was also characterized by a great deal of technological and political espionage, and this was a major factor in the Cold War. Main idea number 10. The Cold War was a period of intense propaganda between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this propaganda was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both sides sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and propaganda was a major tool in this effort. The United States and the Soviet Union used a variety of methods to spread their messages, including radio broadcasts, newspapers, magazines, books, films, and television. Each side sought to portray the other in a negative light, while promoting their own values and beliefs. The Cold War was a battle of ideas, and propaganda was a major weapon in this struggle. The United States and the Soviet Union also used propaganda to influence public opinion in other countries. Both sides sought to gain allies and influence the policies of other nations. The United States used its Voice of America radio broadcasts to spread its message, while the Soviet Union used its own radio station, Radio Moscow. Both sides also used their embassies and consulates to spread their messages. In addition, the United States and the Soviet Union used their respective intelligence services to spread propaganda and influence public opinion. Propaganda was a major factor in the Cold War, and it played a significant role in shaping the course of the conflict. It was used to influence public opinion in both the United States and the Soviet Union, as well as in other countries. It was also used to spread fear and mistrust between the two sides, and to create an atmosphere of hostility and suspicion. The Cold War was a battle of ideas, and propaganda was a major weapon in this struggle. Main idea number 11. The Cold War was a period of intense arms control negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to limit the spread of nuclear weapons, and this arms control was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense arms control negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to limit the spread of nuclear weapons, and this arms control was a major factor in the Cold War. The two superpowers negotiated a series of agreements, such as the Strategic Arms Limitation Talks, SALT, and the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, INF, treaty, to limit the number of nuclear weapons and delivery systems. These agreements were designed to reduce the risk of a nuclear war, and to ensure that neither side had an advantage in the event of a conflict. The arms control negotiations were also a way for the two sides to express their mutual distrust and hostility. The United States and the Soviet Union were constantly trying to outmaneuver each other, and the arms control negotiations were a way for them to gain an advantage. The negotiations were often tense and difficult, and the two sides often disagreed on the terms of the agreements. Despite these difficulties, the arms control negotiations were an important part of the Cold War, and they helped to keep the peace between the two superpowers. Main idea number 12. The Cold War was a period of intense proxy wars between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to support opposing sides in conflicts around the world, and this proxy war was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense proxy wars between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to support opposing sides in conflicts around the world, and this proxy war was a major factor in the Cold War. Proxy wars were fought in a variety of ways, from providing military aid and training to supplying weapons and other resources. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to gain influence in the Third World, and proxy wars were a way to do this. The proxy wars were often fought in the form of civil wars, with the two superpowers providing support to different sides in the conflict. In some cases, the proxy wars were fought in the form of direct military conflict, such as the Korean War and the Vietnam War. The proxy wars of the Cold War had a major impact on the international system. They created a great deal of tension between the two superpowers, and this tension was a major factor in the Cold War. The proxy wars also had a major impact on the countries involved in the conflicts, as they often suffered great destruction and loss of life. The proxy wars also had a major impact on the international economy, as the two superpowers sought to gain economic advantage through their support of different sides in the conflicts. The proxy wars of the Cold War were a major factor in the international system, and they had a major impact on the countries involved in the conflicts. The proxy wars were a major factor in the Cold War, and they had a major impact on the international system. Main idea number 13. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union had different visions of the world, and each sought to promote its own vision. The United States championed democracy, capitalism, and individual freedom, while the Soviet Union promoted communism, collectivism, and state control. This ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War, as each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was not limited to the political realm. It also extended to the economic, social, and cultural spheres. The United States sought to promote its economic system of capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its economic system of communism. The United States also sought to promote its social values of individual freedom and democracy, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its social values of collectivism and state control. Finally, the United States sought to promote its culture of individualism and consumerism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its culture of collectivism and state control. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. Each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries, and this competition was a major source of tension between the two superpowers. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a significant impact on the world during this period. Main idea number 14. The Cold War was a period of intense economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to outproduce each other in terms of economic output, and this economic competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to outproduce each other in terms of economic output, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to increase their economic output in order to gain an advantage over the other. The United States sought to increase its economic output through the use of technology and capital investment, while the Soviet Union sought to increase its economic output through the use of central planning and state-owned enterprises. This competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the Cold War, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other. The economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States sought to increase its economic output through the use of technology and capital investment, while the Soviet Union sought to increase its economic output through the use of central planning and state-owned enterprises. This competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the Cold War, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other. The competition between the two superpowers was also a major factor in the arms race, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other in terms of military technology and weaponry. The economic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. The competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the arms race, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other in terms of military technology and weaponry. The competition between the two superpowers also had a major impact on the global economy, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other in terms of economic output. This competition between the two superpowers was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a major impact on the global economy. Main idea number 15. The Cold War was a period of intense military competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to outproduce each other in terms of military capabilities, and this military competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense military competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to outproduce each other in terms of military capabilities, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to build up their military forces, and this led to a massive arms race between the two countries. The United States and the Soviet Union both developed nuclear weapons, and this further increased the tension between the two countries. The Cold War also saw the development of new technologies, such as intercontinental ballistic missiles, which allowed the two countries to launch nuclear weapons at each other from great distances. This further increased the tension between the two countries, and the Cold War was a period of great fear and uncertainty. The Cold War was also a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two countries had very different ideologies, and this led to a competition between the two countries to spread their respective ideologies. The United States sought to spread democracy and capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to spread communism. This ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War, and it led to a number of proxy wars between the two countries. The Cold War also saw the development of a number of international organizations, such as the United Nations, which sought to promote peace and stability in the world. The Cold War was a period of intense competition between the United States and the Soviet Union, and this competition had a major impact on the world. The Cold War saw the development of new technologies, the spread of different ideologies, and the emergence of a number of international organizations. The Cold War was a period of great fear and uncertainty, but it also saw the emergence of a new world order, and this has had a lasting impact on the world today. Main idea number 16. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to outmaneuver each other in terms of diplomatic relations, and this diplomatic competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to gain the upper hand in terms of diplomatic relations, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The two superpowers sought to gain influence in the international arena, and this competition was often characterized by proxy wars, economic sanctions, and other forms of diplomatic pressure. The United States and the Soviet Union also sought to gain allies in the international arena, and this competition often led to the formation of alliances and blocs of countries. This competition was also a major factor in the arms race, as both countries sought to gain a military advantage over the other. The Cold War was also characterized by ideological competition. The United States and the Soviet Union had different visions of the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States sought to promote democracy and capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote communism and socialism. This ideological competition was often expressed through propaganda campaigns, and this competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. This competition was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a significant impact on international relations. The competition between the two superpowers was often characterized by proxy wars, economic sanctions, and other forms of diplomatic pressure. The ideological competition between the two countries was also a major factor in the Cold War, and this competition had a significant impact on international relations. The Cold War was a period of intense diplomatic competition, and this competition had a major impact on international relations. Main idea number 17. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union had different visions of the world, and each sought to promote its own vision. The United States championed democracy, capitalism, and individual freedom, while the Soviet Union promoted communism, collectivism, and state control. This ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War, as each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was not limited to the political realm. It also extended to the economic, social, and cultural spheres. The United States sought to promote its economic system of capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its economic system of communism. The United States also sought to promote its social values of individual freedom and democracy, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its social values of collectivism and state control. Finally, the United States sought to promote its culture of individualism and consumerism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its culture of collectivism and state control. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. Each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries, and this competition was a major source of tension between the two superpowers. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a significant impact on the world during this period. Main idea number 18. The Cold War was a period of intense proxy wars between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to support opposing sides in conflicts around the world, and this proxy war was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense proxy wars between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to support opposing sides in conflicts around the world, and this proxy war was a major factor in the Cold War. Proxy wars were fought in a variety of ways, from providing military aid and training to supplying weapons and other resources. The United States and the Soviet Union both sought to gain influence in the Third World by supporting different sides in regional conflicts. This often led to a situation where the two superpowers were backing opposing sides in the same conflict. The proxy wars of the Cold War had a major impact on the international system. They often led to increased tensions between the two superpowers, as each sought to gain an advantage over the other. The proxy wars also had a major impact on the countries involved in the conflicts, as they often became embroiled in a struggle between the two superpowers. This often led to increased violence and instability in the region, as the two sides sought to gain an advantage over the other. The proxy wars of the Cold War were a major factor in the overall conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union. They were a major source of tension between the two superpowers, and they had a major impact on the countries involved in the conflicts. The proxy wars of the Cold War were a major factor in the overall conflict between the two superpowers, and they had a major impact on the international system. Main idea number 19. The Cold War was a period of intense arms control negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to limit the spread of nuclear weapons, and this arms control was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense arms control negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to limit the spread of nuclear weapons, and this arms control was a major factor in the Cold War. The two superpowers negotiated a series of agreements, such as the Strategic Arms Limitation Talks, SALT, and the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, INF, Treaty, to limit the number of nuclear weapons and delivery systems. These agreements were designed to reduce the risk of a nuclear war, and to ensure that neither side had an advantage in the event of a conflict. The arms control negotiations were also a way for the two sides to express their mutual distrust and hostility. The United States and the Soviet Union were constantly trying to outmaneuver each other, and the arms control negotiations were a way for them to gain an advantage. The negotiations were often tense and difficult, and the two sides often disagreed on the terms of the agreements. Despite these difficulties, the arms control negotiations were an important part of the Cold War, and they helped to keep the peace between the two superpowers. Main idea number 20. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. The two superpowers sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The Cold War was a period of intense ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both countries sought to spread their respective ideologies around the world, and this ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union had different visions of the world, and each sought to promote its own vision. The United States championed democracy, capitalism, and individual freedom, while the Soviet Union promoted communism, collectivism, and state control. This ideological competition was a major factor in the Cold War, as each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was not limited to the political realm. It also extended to the economic, social, and cultural spheres. The United States sought to promote its economic system of capitalism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its economic system of communism. The United States also sought to promote its social values of individual freedom and democracy, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its social values of collectivism and state control. Finally, the United States sought to promote its culture of individualism and consumerism, while the Soviet Union sought to promote its culture of collectivism and state control. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War. Each side sought to gain influence and control over other countries, and this competition was a major source of tension between the two superpowers. The ideological competition between the United States and the Soviet Union was a major factor in the Cold War, and it had a significant impact on the world during this period.